you some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Jaiba.
Hey, this tea is delicious I'm drinking, Anthony.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why don't you give us some Betty?
Please check on the status of my program of origin. I don't want to be decompiled. Boop, boop.
Wow.
Poor Betty. She must have been made in a foreign country somewhere.
Well, yeah. She comes from the Yokohama.
Of my program of origin.
She comes from the Yokohama Sushi Watch and Rubber Corporation.
Yes.
I think the Yokohama. She tells us during morning rush hour sometimes. Hey, everyone. It's Anthony from Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe in Chicago.
Hi. I am your lovable Shyamba radio host, Betty, and you know what? My butthole says let's get started with tonight's broadcast of episode 66. What the fuck, America? At least cancel this one. For Monday, November 14th, 2016. The Joe and Anthony show does not necessarily reflect the views of this station, owners, or sponsors. This show can be offensive and offers no trigger warnings or safe spaces. With that out of the way, now for the weather.
Get your safe space.
How is it in Tampa for those Tampanites?
Hey, thanks, Betty.
Boom chakalaka. You are welcome, Anthony. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Give me an egg roll. Give me an egg roll while you're down there. Not the nasty ones either. All right. That's strip mall. Love the Chinese restaurant in the strip mall. Now, if they could just open a taco joint right down the walkway here, it would be freaking awesome.
Tacos every day.
Every day would be taco day. And it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. It looks like we're going to continue to have some nice weather this week, unless you're listening to us live. It is not currently mostly cloudy and 70 degrees, and it's actually probably cooler now. I think it's actually gotten down to we're having a cold snap. It is 67 degrees and overcast right now. Yeah, we're having a cold snap. Everyone's getting out the parkas. It's 67 and overcast, 79% humidity. Dew point is 60 degrees Fahrenheit. And even though it's overcast, the visibility is 10 miles. And all for you Canadian snowbirds, it is 19 degrees centigrade. Because we know you're down here. I get behind one of you every morning. Tonight, Monday night, we'll have a slight chance of sprinkles, mostly cloudy with a low around 60. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 76, and then mostly clear with a low around 58 overnight. On Wednesday, it'll be sunny. Sprinkles, you like some sprinkles?
Right. I want some red sprinkles.
You want some red sprinkles? Should I run outside with a bowl sometime tonight to try to catch some red sprinkles? Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 78. Clear with a low around 58 at night. Holy shit, people, it's gonna be getting cold in Florida. Grab your parkas. You know, I have to set the thermostat over to auto now because that's that is a problem in Florida, and you kind of get used to it, but you know, it's like almost like the desert in a weird sort of way, although it's humid at the same time. But it, like, in the wintertime, it gets really cold. It can start getting cold, 50-60, and these houses aren't built for the cold. So it gets cold really quick. So you have the heat. But then in the middle of the afternoon, it's 87 degrees and you need the air conditioning. So a lot of our thermostats down here have an auto feature. So anyway, so it goes between the two of them. So that's your weather.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know, exactly. That's your weather for Tampa Bay. Grab your scarves and parkas. How's the weather in Chicago, Joe?
Well, thank you, Anthony. It's time for your Chiampa weather for Chicago from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. At the time of our live broadcast, Anthony, we were at XX degrees.
Uh-oh. Something happened.
We had a weather input error. I'm going to blame this one.
Were you heavily in the database at the time you wrote the script?
Yes, there may have been some database accesses during the script. And you know what's the end? Oh, good Lord.
Good
Lord, Acer computer, give us the weather. Oh. All right, let's go to the other computer that definitely won't have problems. Okay, folks. At the time of our live broadcast, it was currently 55 degrees and mostly cloudy. The humidity is 60%, which is okay. The wind speeds are calm out of the southeast at 5 miles per hour, and clear visibility for you pilot types that are listening before you fly. Monday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 45. Then Tuesday will be partly sunny with a high near 57.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's chilly.
It could be quite gusto.
That's parka weather.
Well, the winds. Yes. This is definitely parka weather. Finally, Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 57. Looks like we'll have a brief warm-up up to the 60s by Thursday, and then chilly Willy O'Nelly for the rest of the weekend. They're actually calling for flurries.
Flurries. Wait. Where's that cart? There we go. Flurries. Hell no. No snow for me. Thank you.
See, there's nothing.
See, there's no a reason why I stay in Florida. There's a reason why I stay in Florida. Trust me. It's because I don't like the winter. Anyway, let's go ahead and finish up your weather. We can start talking about our talking points.
So, and that's your latest Chicago weather, Anthony. Are you a DJ, musician, band, or podcaster looking for more exposure? Let us play you. Send an email to playus@chiampa.info or give us a call at 813-327-8566. Betty awaits and desires your juicy details. Give us a call. So, we have, before we get to our first talking point, I just got to say,
all right,
we have probably had the most fucked up election cycle on the face of the planet.
Yeah, I promised everyone on Facebook that we wouldn't talk about politics right out of the gate. And all I'm going to say, that's at the end. We'll do that at the end. We'll entertain you first. And then we'll talk about the icky shit.
I didn't even see that post on Facebook.
Oh, yes. So, no. So, yeah, because all of our shit.
You probably should warn me next time in the script. Like, put a nice big red block of text.
You know, you could also subscribe to Facebook by going. You could subscribe to Chiampa on Facebook by going to facebook.chiampa.info so you can find out when things get posted.
Well, here's the thing. You know, the thing is, I've actually been kind of taking a break from Facebook.
Yeah,
I've taken a big break from Facebook.
Oh, okay.
From not only my regular account but also my Chip Skipper account.
Ah.
I posted about something yesterday, but
yeah,
that was kind of a once in a lifetime activity. But yeah, I really enjoyed your friend Amy's interview on our last episode.
Oh, Amy was fantastic, and she her story, apparently, you know, is really that great. I thought it was great, but a lot of other people also think it is great. She has been getting hit left and right for the past week about people in different states who've come off of opioid dependency, different other types of dependency through the help of weed that have dealt with a lot of the same similar issues. And she's just finding this outgrowing of support. And then she's also, I think, she's working on a benefit for children with the medicinal cannabis, because I know obviously it can be used for like a lot of seizures and cerebral palsy, stuff like that. I don't have the whole list, and unfortunately, I'm not up to date on the whole medical things with the children. Think of the children. I don't think of the children very often. I care about the children, but I don't necessarily follow what's going on. There we go. I'll take my foot out of my mouth. Anyway, so, but she's been doing phenomenal. She's, follow her on Facebook, Amy Mellon, M-E-L-L-E-N, like a cantaloupe or something like that. You know, melon, honeydew, water,
right.
Melon. See, you always got me freaky about making sure we enunciate things and spell them for our listeners.
Well, it's important if we want listeners. They got to know where to find.
They got to know where to find things. So anyway, so yeah, just check out Amy Mallon. She's got a fantastic story. She's doing a lot of good things. She's got a documentary coming out soon that kind of goes through this whole thing. So, which, speaking of which, which leads us to our talking points. So, I don't know.
Yes, talking points.
Now, how closely were you following all the propositions at the time of the election, or did you just kind of like give up and say, I'm just going to find out tomorrow type of thing?
Well, the one proposition that I was looking at was California.
Okay, for the recreational?
Yeah, because it was two different propositions. There was one that would have been really bad for people.
Oh, okay.
And then there was another one. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe the bad one did get passed. See, it's enacting this crazy sales tax. It's really expensive to buy marijuana in some places. You know, I totally.
But you know what?
The fact that there's tax and revenue for that, but I don't like the fact that it's made it.
Well, I guess here's the question is, what is the current alcohol tax? And if it is equal to or around the same percent tax on alcohol, then I think it's perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, we're going to do the googly search.
Oh, Google search. Yay. Hold on. Wait. God damn it. There we go.
So, according to the alcoholic beverage tax from California.gov, for beer, it is 20 cents.
Wow, okay.
For distilled spirits over 100 proof, it's $6.60. And for distilled spirits 100 proof or less, it's $3.30. So now they're going to enact a 15% sales tax and a $9.25 per ounce cultivation tax.
Okay.
Which, that tax will get divided if you're not purchasing a full ounce, obviously.
Yes, clearly, yeah. Yeah. Which, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it seems reasonable. Alcohol gets taxed heavily in a lot of places, and it is obviously a revenue thing. So, I don't know. I expect a lot of the, especially when we start seeing more of this recreational, I expect to see a lot more higher taxes on that. Because right now it's a cash cow and it's a hot thing and everyone is going to it. And whether they stay there, whether they go up, whether they go down, who knows? Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who the fuck knows? But I was also paying attention to another one. There was like a competing bill in Arkansas.
Yes, yes. Yes.
There was like two of them. One covered one set of conditions, and another one covered another set of conditions. And it's just like, oh my God.
People, exactly. So let's go through them. Let's go through them. Let's go through them. I have a little list here. We've got your news in 6 minutes. So we will do Weedlection 2016 in 6 minutes. How's that sound?
Do you want to take every other state, or do you want to just run through them all quickly?
We can take every other state. So I'll start with Arizona. So Arizona, unfortunately, and it was the only state that did not pass its proposition, Arizona's Proposition 205, it would have allowed medicinal marijuana dispensaries already in place the first opportunity to sell recreational cannabis. But it did not give them any luck on that one. All right, so Arkansas to you.
Arkansas passed Issue 6. It was a medical marijuana law passed. Medical marijuana became legal for 17 qualifying conditions. How about California?
Yeah, and then just keep in mind on the Arkansas thing, Issue number 7 was an extended list of those conditions. 6 was a limited conditions, a lot like Illinois, and then 7 covered a lot more issues like you know, depression and such like that. So I didn't put it in here, and I kind of forgot to. That was my fault. That was totally my fault. So California, they passed Proposition 64, legalized marijuana and hemp under state law while enacting a 15% sales tax and a $9.25 per ounce cultivation tax, as we just previously aforementioned. The law will also prevent licenses that would allow corporate money to create a monopoly on the industry.
That's probably good.
That is a good thing. The provision would also allow for resentencing and destruction of records for prior marijuana convictions.
Good. Now, Florida, which I'm surprised you didn't take because that is the home state of our
studios. Do you want to do Florida? I'll do Florida. You can do Maine and Massachusetts. How's that?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, so Florida passed Amendment Number 2 with great success, much better than we had last time we tried this, because last time was a disappointing 58% with 60% needed. The law allows doctors to prescribe marijuana to those afflicted by cancer, epilepsy, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, PTSD, Crohn's disease, Parkinson's disease, ALS, multiple sclerosis, or, quote, other debilitating medical conditions of the same kind or class or comparable to those enumerated. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but I believe anxiety falls into that whole thing. I think
that's good.
Yeah, they didn't. Let me. You continue with Maine and Massachusetts, and I will see if
so
I have more
Maine,
information.
Maine passed on question one, which is a recreational bill. It legalized the regulation and taxation of recreational cannabis. So Maine just said, you know what, we're just going to go all out for it, which is kind of shocking for a conservative state, to be honest. Massachusetts, question four, it was also a recreational bill. It was passed, and it allows recreational use and allows possession of less than 10 ounces in homes and up to 1 ounce in public. And, you know, Anthony, I know this isn't in the script, but one thing that I've kind of learned from Amy is that I really would like to start being able to know what my strain is, or, you know, what am I getting? Am I getting an indica? Am I getting a sativa? Am I getting something that really is better for putting me to sleep versus giving me that energetic high, which is what I really like when I need to deal with stress.
Yeah,
I need to feel like I have some kind of energy, because sometimes I'm just so stressed out.
Are you so stressed
out? Why don't you continue with Montana?
All right. The great state of Montana, Initiative 182, passed medical marijuana. It allows medical use. There will be a limit on dispensary advertising, and an automatic renewal will be imposed if a doctor makes 25 or more recommendations for patients. The law also limits the number of patients a dispensary can serve to 3. Hundreds of dispensaries have already closed their doors. Yes, yes. Montana's kind of... Yeah, it passed, but it's... Montana really wasn't a good...
Like my
yeah.
restaurant, you can only have three
You can only have three
for
customers.
All day long.
Ever.
That would be stupid.
Oh, that's for everyone, apparently. So, like, you can only have three customers. The same three customers that come. So, yeah, that's kind of ridiculous. Nevada recreational question two passed. The tax from cannabis sales will be reallocated to the K-12 education and regulated by the Department of Taxation. And why don't you take North Dakota?
North Dakota Measure 5 is a medical marijuana law, and it will set up a system of nonprofit compassion centers to make medical cannabis available to people with a long list of qualifying conditions.
I want a compassion center. All right, so let's we got a minute. Let's hit some hard plugs here. So I'll go through the always read, and you do a bunch over under the ones below there. How's that sound? All right.
You got it.
So we always like to recognize some programs we carry and such like that, and we listen to and carry on our show. World Labor Hour has moved to WRFU. Things have gotten a lot better with them. Everything's been figured out. We have to definitely thank Don Zabar at CPR News for producing a wonderful news broadcast every single day. SCA TV, Boston Free Radio out of Somerville, Massachusetts, brings us toppers. WGCS out of New London in New Hampshire brings us the lovely radio thrift shop. And always, Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com for the wonderful world of royalty-free music.
And then we have from archive.org headphone meditations. And then back over at radioforall.net, we've got Outfar Press for the shortwave report. And then cannabisradio.com for new programming that we're carrying, The State of Cannabis, The Tommy Chong Show, Just Say No, Good News with Nurse Heather, and The Russ Belville Show.
Watch the dancing
I do like
plug.
The shows from Cannabis Radio.
I do like the Cannabis Radio. They don't update as frequently, unfortunately. But yeah. But yeah, they've been pretty good. So, are you ready to strap on strap on a sex doll, I guess. I was trying to think of a good way to start to kind of lead into your story, but I really couldn't. Would you like to strap it on? Let's go strap it on.
And now for the news.
Why, yes, Anthony, we're going to strap on this news tonight.
Ooh, it's sexy good time music.
From the Chicago studios. Woo the who to the who. Roger and Betty might be our new sex toys, Anthony.
How the fuck now?
Yeah, right. You say that now, Betty. You just wait. God, that's going to make things in this studio far more difficult to deal with.
Yes. Electronic circuits getting fried and smoke everywhere.
All right, let's move on. I can't put the thought in my head.
A trip to Westworld costs $40,000 a day. But by next year, you'll be able to simulate at least part of the experience for less than half that price, because a new line of upsettingly realistic sex robots is going to hit the market. They might not have cowboy hats by default, but they do have warm genitals. Writing in the Daily Mail, robotics expert David Levy predicted that sex robots with the ability to talk and respond to touch will be commercially available in 2017. This coming wave of sex robots will be human-like in appearance and size, he wrote. Wow. They will have human-like genitals, and they will allow intercourse according to sexual orientation and tastes. I wonder if you'll be able to get a robot that you can, like, convert to another sexual orientation. Or if there's a switch.
It's the tranny bot. Introducing Tranny Bot 2017.
Well, you got to think that that's going to be a functionality of some
wait,
of these things.
Wait. Okay, so hold on. We've hit the rainbow. There's our plug. All right, so please continue.
According to Levy, the first of these new sex robots will resemble real dolls. Realistic silicon dolls created by a company in California, but with more functionality. The quotes around functionality were present in Levy's original writing, so make of that what you will. However, they'll soon advance far beyond that. For another $15,000, Levy says users will be able to buy sex robots with synthetic skin embedded with the electronic sensors, allowing them to respond to touch, the ability to talk back in a sexy voice, and heating elements so that they'll be warm.
I want you to spank me. Bob.
Oh boy.
See, there you go.
And then, you know, hey, this is where we're going, and I think it's actually kind of nice.
Can you rent them? Do they have rentals?
Well, until you take the rubber feet off and you poke them with a sharp object, and sparks fly out of the hole and it smokes.
Yeah. You really should have disconnected the battery before you did that.
Anyways. Okay, folks, back to the story. Abyss Creations, which makes real dolls, is supposedly at the forefront of this field. Though there are numerous Asian companies making major advances of their own, Matt McCullen, the founder and CEO of Abyss Creations, said his vision for the future of sex robots involved emotional attachment.
Jesus.
I want to have people actually develop an emotional attachment to not only the robot, but the actual character behind it.
Didn't they make a movie about dude that, like, fell in love with Siri or some shit like that? I swear, I think there was. I'll have to go research it at a later time when the database hasn't been accessed.
That's why I'm telling you, one of these days, Roger and Betty are going to be sex robots.
How the fuck now?
No. Right. I don't think Betty's up for that. That's fine. I'm good with that. So let's move right along.
So to develop some kind of love for this being, of course, that's complicated. Can a robot consent, or does that even matter? We may find out firsthand in less than a year. I've no doubt some will find it creepy.
Some.
But we can be clear on this. The arrival of sexuality responsive robots will have enormous consequences.
Yeah, no. I'm sorry. I'm not doing my toaster. I still prefer
right.
I prefer organic. Thank you. There we go. Organic free range human is what I prefer. Not sex bot
free
6000.
Range human.
Yeah, thank you. No. Oh, Jesus. Free range.
I'll try
free.
One.
There, okay. Well, you hey. Go for it.
So I'm hungry.
Okay, good. I'm glad
is
you're
the music
hungry.
Playing?
Clearly. No, the music's been playing for a while, actually. I just kind of kept it low.
So, Anthony.
Yes.
This dude must have also been stoned to have the brain fart of stopping while being pursued by the cops. Or perhaps he's just a career criminal that knows the police are never around, and so why not? Or maybe a little bit of both.
Hey, you never know.
What do you think?
You never know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just does it that way.
So authorities say a man didn't go to jail hungry after making a stop at a fast food restaurant as he led Arizona police on a car chase.
Yeah, that's because of Proposition 205.
Police tried to arrest the man for an outstanding warrant Wednesday night and then kept tabs on him with a helicopter as he drove through parts of Phoenix and two suburbs, including a stop at an In-N-Out Burger to get food. News videos show the truck at the fast food restaurant, but no police in the immediate area. The man then drove into a neighborhood and dashed into a backyard, where then officers took him into custody. So what, they were all hanging out in people's backyards?
Yeah, this is the music
jail
track you
records.
Should have used. Helicopters are soon, I think. They're in there somewhere. There we go. Here go the police cars. There you go. Anyway, continue, please.
Where was I? The man then drove into a neighborhood and dashed into a backyard where officers took him into custody. And so I'm like, the officers are in the backyards. What are they doing there? Anyways, jail records show that the 35-year-old Joshua was booked on suspicion of unlawful flight from law enforcement, aggravated assault, domestic violence, and unlawful imprisonment. So this guy was crazy.
Yeah, and he was not hungry. That's the best part about it all. Not anymore. Exactly. All right.
So, do you know what the numbers on fruit stickers mean, Anthony? And how good or bad each item is?
$19.95 plus shipping. I don't know. It's a barcode. It's a friggin' UPC.
ISBNs, PINs, barcodes, ENs, card and reference numbers, most objects or services available to us have a numeric sequence attached to them. Even the humble piece of fruit gets branded with a number. Those little stickers you have to peel off, they not only communicate the price of your Granny Smith or banana, but also how it was grown. Maybe you don't mind which methods were employed to create your piece of fruit, but if you endeavor to eat organically and or want to avoid genetically modified items altogether, there is a way to identify the fruit you can buy. Here's what means what. The sequence of numbers is known as the blue code, also known as the price lookup number. All supermarket fruit bear these stickers. Wellness coach Dr. Frank Lippman spoke to the Mail One to discuss the ways you can find out how your fruit was grown. There are three types of codes and the numbers used once you know what to look for. Say whether the fruit has been grown according to the conventional methods, organically, or whether it's been genetically modified. So, if your fruit bears a four-digit number on it, like 4020, then it has been grown using conventional methods. Bananas. If there is a five-digit code beginning with a 9, then this tells you your fruit is organic. Organic.
Organic.
And if you try not to eat GMO produce whenever possible, then avoid five-digit codes beginning with 8. These codes have been used worldwide since 1990, which may be why you remember sticking these stickers everywhere when younger. Should you buy fruit when on holiday abroad, these codes will always stay the same. Isn't that interesting, Anthony?
That is interesting.
And guess what? That's all I got for you. Back to you.
All righty. And actually, I kind of looked that up on Snopes, and it's kind of true, and it's kind of not true about the numbering okay. thing. I put the
I'm
link
sure they
the
don't
thing.
Tell you the quality or something.
No, it gives you do get some information, but a lot of it you devise. It's the manufacturer number, I guess, or the producer number is like the numbers and blah blah blah. So it's like,
yes, because I like my apples manufactured.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
I was playing on words. I like my apples manufactured because like now when you think apple, yeah. you think phone, you think. The company.
No, I still think fruit first time. Unless, well, I don't know. Who the hell knows? All right. So anyway.
I'm accessing the database, folks.
And I'm going to finish this slot. Then we're going to take a quick commercial break because, Jesus Christ, we're somewhere in the middle of nowhere. All right. So thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this UniQ on air spelled with an E and, oh, yes, galactic streaming yes. experience? Yeah, we got a Pringles can pointing up towards the big moon up there. So, you know, we're galactic now. Visit Chiampa.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes after I find the commercial cart. There you go, Betty. All right. Hold on. Here we go.
Listen,
we're
not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro-mercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Chiampa Radio. Flashback.
Tab's got a fabulous chance for you to win a free week at the famous spa and resort, La Costa. To enter, look for Tab's free guide, Spa Secrets from La Costa. It's filled with sassy secrets on fitness, fashion, and beauty. Plus, coupons for Tab and all these great products. You'll find Tab's free guide in these March magazines, along with your chance to go home a sassier you. So enter now to win.
Ooh, Tab's got it.
Kids play harder than anybody else, and there's nothing like a kid's big burst.
Oh yeah, I'm on my way.
You can feel it coming on, and you've got to have some.
Here I come to save the day.
Got to have some now. It's Kool-Aid to the rescue. The one for a kid's big thirst.
So I see, refreshing and bright, yeah.
Got to have some more.
All right.
It's Kool-Aid to the rescue. The one for kids.
Kool-Aid brand soft drink mix.
For a kid's big thirst.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
Thank you.
to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned, Anthony's Crazy Florida News is next, but first, I want to tell you that today is National Pickle Day, National Spicy Guacamole Day. Hey you, go stuff your pickle in your guacamole and have a nice day. Now go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony. Ba-whoop, ba-weep.
There you go. I gotta finish my M&M.
Finishing M&M's.
I put my M&M's in a small glass bowl. And I filled a larger glass bowl with ice because I freeze them. And then I put them on the ice so they don't melt. Because it gets warm in the studio, so they don't melt.
Hell the fuck no.
Yeah, right? Exactly. All right.
That's pretty ingenious. I saw that.
It's like shrimp
that
cocktail.
That was a pretty ingenious move.
It's like shrimp cocktail.
See, I need either an automatic ice machine maker in my refrigerator.
Yeah.
Or I just need to buy more ice cube trays because I only have one ice cube tray.
One ice cube tray is nothing.
Lego ice cube tray.
That's nothing.
Right. You can just have ice.
You need 20 ice cube trays. You need maximum icification. We're trying to rebuild those polar ice caps.
Oh, yes.
All right. So let's find some Florida news here tonight. It should impress, or at least entertain for the most part. All right, so aside from naked Floridians behaving badly in public, one of my other favorite types of crazy Florida news is when Floridians forget the one rule, the number one rule of committing a crime. Don't leave self-incriminating evidence behind at a crime scene. Yeah, right. All
like
right.
A video of you doing it or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. Or like your wallet. They've left their wallet behind. Yeah. One left their cell phone behind. It just doesn't work. Our first story of the night comes from the Palm Beach Post and tells us about a man who decided to vandalize nearly 100 vehicles last Friday while leaving police one hell of a tip. Video footage from the La Jolla Village Apartments parking lot shows a man wearing a glow-in-the-dark shirt cutting tires about 4 in the morning, along with additional witnesses' video showing the same man vandalizing cars down the road from the apartment complex. It is suddenly French. Police discovered kind of more that. Police discovered the suspect's name was also painted across two of the cars. A quick search of the name showed a 29-year-old Robinson living on South F Street, not far from where the vandalism took place. Deputies found Robinson that night wearing a black t-shirt with fluorescent green skull and cross swords, which matched the clothing seen in the video. The video footage from the apartment parking lot also shows the suspect touching many of the vehicles without wearing gloves. Deputies are running those fingerprints to see if they have a match on Robinson. So not only did he spray paint his name all over a car, his first and last legal name, because we're only using first names here.
I'm an idiot.
He also, played touchy-touchy with everything. Deputies estimate between 80 and 100 cars had slashed tires, broken windows, or spray paint on them. So far, they've obtained 12 written statements from victims, so they have charged Robinson with 12 counts of criminal mischief, according to the sheriff's office report. Robinson will face more charges if more victims provide statements. Those who have said their vehicles sustained between $50 and $550 worth of damage. Records show that Robinson had been convicted of a number of drug-related charges in the last decade. He's being held in the Palm Beach County Jail on a $6,000 bond, according to court records. Anyone with information about the vandalism is asked to call Crime Stoppers of Palm Beach County. Yeah. So wow. You spray paint your name all over the car. That's smart. If you've spray painted your name all over the car and like to talk about it, you can always give us a call at 813-327-8566. 813-327-8566. Phone lines are open. Betty's waiting to take your call.
What a way to advertise, though.
Exactly.
You know what that means?
We got sexy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we got
hey,
our first.
We both use the same track.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
I think it's the default sexy track.
It is the default sexy track. Okay. So what's better than one Floridian behaving badly while naked? It's two Floridians behaving badly in public with their nakedness in full glory. Last week, our Florida nakedness story featured a man driving through a neighborhood with electrodes attached to his penis. Tonight on Click Orlando, we have a very different type of electrified nakedness. That was probably, I think that one is going to win Florida Nakedness of the Year. I've got a name of Florida Nakedness of the Year, and I so far, that one is the Florida Nakedness of the Year. That was the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard of somebody doing in public. but let's continue, because it's only November. We still have a month and a half to go.
Right.
The Electric Daisy Carnival, commonly known as EDC, is one of the biggest electronic dance music festivals in the world and was hosting an event this past week in Orlando. A woman was taking video of a DJ performing at the festival at Tinker Field, when she felt something warm rubbing on her thigh. When she turned around, she saw Douglas rubbing his genitals on her. Yeah, right, exactly. When she turned to face the man, he quickly pulled away. However, he wasn't fast enough, and she grabbed him by the t-shirt, by his shirt, and dragged him all the way through the crowd to security. Good for you, lady.
By his genitals?
No, by his t-shirt, not his genitals.
Oh.
Although that would have also been an effective way to get him to follow you throughout the crowd, because that definitely would have been another way. But no, it was his shirt, not his genitals. Police say Douglas initially denied touching the victim with his genitals. He told police he was dancing and the woman was grinding on his genital area, but later said it was possible that his shorts were partially pulled down due to the dancing. Orlando,
sexy.
Yeah, right, exactly. Orlando police deputies arrested Douglas and charged him with exposure of sexual organs and battery. The victim told police she did not give Douglas permission to touch her and wants to press charges. According to the Orlando police, 17 people were ejected from the Electric Daisy Carnival with a attendance of 35,895 people from Friday and Saturday. Three total arrests were reported, along with 20 noise complaints, 68 Orlando Fire Department transports, and 297 patient contacts. Sounds like a lovely time. Actually, that wasn't too bad. Although
That's not even registrable as a percentage of people being kicked out.
No, exactly.
0.004736.
Yeah,
which is pretty good.
No, that's pretty good. Although size. It doesn't necessarily seem like. I'm sure he is one of those 17. By the way,
right.
It just doesn't sound like my cup of tea. So for cups of tea, let's move on to the other sexy music track.
Ooh.
We have two. We need to email Kevin MacLeod and tell him to make more sexy music tracks. Because we have two. And we're starting to use them a lot. All right. This one kind of tickles me. ClickOrlando.com has been our source of Florida nakedness this evening and brings us our next story about a man with a truck, a bottle of Vaseline, and a very sticky dream. A female flagged down a deputy who was patrolling the area near a Save-A-Lot parking lot around 5:30 in the evening and told the deputy that she had seen a man inside a green Toyota truck watching a pornographic video and masturbating with the window down. As the witness was speaking to the deputy, the truck left the parking lot. The deputy went after the truck and pulled over 33-year-old Michael. The witness told the deputy that Michael was the man that she had seen masturbating. A bottle of petroleum jelly was found in Michael's back seat, according to the police affidavit. He is being charged with lewd and lascivious exhibition, and apparently Betty just wants to run me past with this one. Jeez. And look at that. I'm actually almost on time here. I'm like a few seconds over. And Betty's just rushing me out. You see how she is? She's not nice. I don't, you know, she tries to play the victim card all the time. That's not true. She's the evil one in this.
I am so stressed out.
Yeah, screw you. You know what, Betty? I don't care if you're stressed out. You slept all afternoon. You did morning rush hour and then you slept because you didn't do anything else around the studio. All right, so that concludes your crazy Florida news.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Do you want to be a part of this unique on-air, spelled with an E, experience? Are you a DJ, musician,
we are unique
podcaster, or another attention kind of seeking whore looking for more exposure? Well, then visit www.shyamba.info to find out how. And now, hold on to your devices and grab your balls, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start labbering on about this or that. Here comes the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Thank you, buddy. You know, we're going to have to talk to you about your overactive need
bladder.
To be on time there.
Yeah, and need to be on time. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So we have to do
it.
We
got some interesting things to talk about tonight.
Well, we have to do it because we haven't had a show, really, because I think we both passed out like before the elections even started getting called. That night, so we didn't. At least I know I passed out. I was out by like 8 o'clock that night.
I did wake up a couple of times, and I saw that it was a dead heat, and then all of a sudden Trump gained a lot, and then I went back to bed. And then by the time I woke up in the morning, that wasn't even the first thought I had on my brain. My first thought was coffee.
I looked at it first
it
thing
really
in the
was.
Morning,
and then I looked at it, and then I was like, okay, well. There you go.
Yeah, no, I woke up when I turned off my alarm. That's the first thing I looked at, because the other half had actually asked me. He said, "Do you know who won?" And I rolled over and I looked at the phone, and I had to do a double take. Really, to be honest with you, I was like, "Wait, what?" And I told him. He's like, "Holy shit, This election is unprecedented in terms of just fucking with your head." And I hate to say it, I kind of find it hilarious. The entire American public has been played.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even that hidden. It was so goddamn obvious. And that's the funniest part about it. I'm like, really? But you know what, though? It shows.
Makes me feel, though, that there are a minority of people that actually saw it and had zero power to say or do anything that would have made any substantial difference.
Or they just didn't
care.
That's
what I feel.
Or they just didn't care. Because, you know what? 46% of Americans did not vote.
That's bullshit.
Almost half of the populace did not vote in this election. That's the ridiculous part, and I'm gonna blame Hillary, and I'm gonna blame the DNC, but who I blame? And honestly, I'm kind of a let's wait and see what Trump does anyway type of guy. I'm not all that freaked out about him. His supporters are kind of scary, but I'm not freaked out about him. But the whole thing that if I'm gonna blame everyone or anyone, the people that get the biggest blame is that 46%. You had one thing to do, America.
Yeah.
And that was either upset with a third party, which what I would have loved to have seen was a third party upset, or put the chosen one into office as you've all been instructed to do by your overlords.
But of course,
nobody
now,
expected
instead,
this shit.
You've got all these other crazy crackpot ideas coming out from left field, right?
Right.
So we're blaming Hillary. We're saying now we should impeach Trump once he gets into office.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
Folks, do you fucking realize what that means? That means Pence becomes president?
Yeah. If you don't know who the vice president is, look it up. Look it up. Look at his track record as governor of Indiana. Because he's done a lot of damage in that state. And he is right-wing as right-wing Christian. Praise the baby Jesus. We're going to electrocute the gays.
And he's done it mostly legally.
Yes, mostly legally.
Which is really scary.
Mostly legally. You have to have a funeral for your aborted fetus in the state of Indiana now, which is ridiculous. Even if it's a miscarriage, you have to have a funeral for your miscarried fetus. Yeah. So he's done a lot of crazy shit, and he's cut a lot of helpful programs. I think Southern Indiana saw a sharp spike in HIV rates. I don't remember what town it was exactly, but it was because of the fact that all of the clinics, the like the Planned Parenthoods and everything, they were so defunded, they couldn't serve the community. So instead, that this is what happened. So he's done a lot of bad things. So we don't want to impeach Trump. As much as we like him, we don't like him. We don't want to impeach him, and we don't want to assassinate him, because assassination leads you to the same thing. Pence, if you're gonna, you got to get, you know. So let's leave him. I'm not happy about
it.
But we got to move forward.
Fight like hell for the next 4 years. And then when it comes time to elect another president, we've got a totally new freaking chance to not elect an entertainment figurehead.
Well, exactly. And
let's skip this petition to get Hillary back in the game, because that is fucking ridiculous.
All right, yeah.
Now, here's the onsetting shock, though. What if even in the states that they are not technically allowed to do it, if they do it anyways, what happens then? We're fucked.
Riots. We will have civil unrest.
Right.
If the electorals install Hillary, first off, you've pretty much gone against how our electoral system works. So this is how dictatorships start. They say about getting Trump in is how you start a dictatorship. No. First off, you circumvent the people's vote. Granted, I understand Hillary got the popular vote. That's what happens. This happened to Gore in 2000. Us independents are not to blame. You cannot blame us. Look at the 46%. That's who you blame. Not us. Because yep. I think between Stein and Johnson, it was like less than 4%. 5% yep. maybe. All right. You can't blame us. This wasn't a Gore thing. So, and I totally lost my train of thought on that. Because I have these M&Ms in my fingers. M&Ms are delicious when frozen.
The stock market seems just fine. And it's great for a whole lot of people, including my own little retirement account. You know, I mean, it's fine. They like peace. They like the fact that Hillary is not going to allow us to get into multitudes of wars.
And, you know, I got a question about that. Why? What? Well, I know Russia's been involved in some things, but isn't Russia supposed to kind of still be our ally?
No.
No?
Not really? There's a lot of interests that are available to Russia in Syria, and a lot of showmanship that can be had, and a lot of power taking, because guess what? Russia supplies gas to all those fucking people. They supply energy, and they need to bolster their appearance as an international player.
Well, but okay. Well, that's just market capitalism. So my question is have they been, are we physically in any type of kerfluffle with them, or is this just kind of a whole ideal thing?
The tensions are high.
I know the tensions are high, but we haven't engaged in combat with Russia in any way, shape, or form, correct? Well,
We support one type of faction, they support another.
So we just support different factions.
By proxy, we are at war with them.
Well, I guess so. So, I'm sorry. I prefer peace, and I don't see a problem with open negotiations with Russia or open talks with Russia. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something.
I don't think Putin's to be trusted. He's not to be trusted. So? Look at what he did for gay people in Russia.
Well, no, and I understand.
Let's
put it in reverse and let's go back up the ramp here for a second. I am not like all kissy kissy facey facey with Putin. I understand Putin's in a lot of ways is a terrible person, but again, the whole question is:
I am so stressed out.
Yes, you should be. Are we supposed to be at war with them? Or, I mean, if we can be peaceful with them, what the hell is wrong with being peaceful? I don't get it.
I don't know, but The ugly lights just came on.
The ugly lights are coming. Blame Hillary. Blame the 46%. Blame the KKK. Blame everybody. It's everyone's fucking fault. You know what? Everyone's at fucking fault. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in tonight. Listening in on the recast or just supporting us in your own little special way.
And yes, thank you everyone for tuning in no matter how you do. I invite you to check out Weekend with Joe, where I play content from all over the place. Plus, I source some cool stuff from archive.org. You can catch my show, Weekend with Joe, every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern. Then, be sure to tune in for Headphone Meditations with John DeBose. Headphone Meditations is a pretty cool sampling of metal, rock, and other eclectic sounds. Tune in starting at 10 a.m. Eastern on Saturday and Sunday, and then again on Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern.
That's right, Joe. Don't forget to make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable, and that's questionable, automated host Betty. She has some awesome programming from archive.org and radio4all.net, and a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee more percolatable. We also have Shortwave Report from Outfart Press, hosted by Dan Roberts, Monday mornings right after Rush Hour. And the Shortwave Report gives you different news viewpoints from around the globe. Very good program. Later on the day, again, you can catch Radio Thrift Shop in the afternoons right after CPR News at noon. It's usually fresh, but it's been a little stale sometimes, but it's still updating every day. All great programming from our great friends at radio4all.net and archive.org.
Wow. So yeah, much great programming. Content. I love the color.
That was like a show tune there. You getting us a show tune going on here.
Well, no, it reminds me of like some game show that I've seen recently. Anyways, but content you won't find on mainstream media anywhere, folks. We can't go without plugging our own stuff, of course. Please visit us at www.chiampa. Again, chiampa. Spelled Chiampa.info for our broadcast schedule and more. Follow us on Twitter at Chiampa Radio, all one word, and keep us on your Facebook radar, where you can find us as Chiampa Radio, all one word.
Tweet us on our Twitter.
Yeah, right?
Or something like that.
Something like that. Well, just keep us in your radar and listen and pass it along and call us and... You know, we'd love to know that you're out there.
Yeah, and or just drop us a line on Facebook, or you know, you can contact play us at chiampa.info.
There we go.
And all, yeah, exactly, and all that jazzy, jazzy, fun, and exciting stuff. So yeah, so now we have an anthem. We stand, yay, take a knee, however you want to do it. It's your freedom to express yourself. This is still America. So I know there was an athlete that took a knee. One of the local athletes here in Tampa took a knee during the anthem, and everyone lost their shit about it. My Jesus, people, really.
And I just want to say, folks, if you're you know, an immigrant and you're kind of illegal and maybe you haven't done anything wrong, I do get the fact that you're scared shitless.
Exactly. Exactly.
I ain't going to deny that.
So we got it. We got a vamoose. Thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday. Check out our blog at www.chiampa.info. Remember, folks, check the sticker on your sex bot before getting nasty with it in a Save a Lot parking lot. Have a good night, a good week, and not a brand new episode of This Way Out with a Q.
Good night with an E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.